From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. Israeli tanks and ground forces moved in and out of southern Lebanon today, while the Lebanese militia Hezbollah fired more rockets into Israel, hitting several northern towns. Israeli planes bombed Lebanese cities for an 11th day, sending tens of thousands of Lebanese citizens fleeing their homes. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan warned of a major humanitarian disaster. On the diplomatic front, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice will be heading to Israel tomorrow after meeting with Saudi officials here in Washington. In his weekly radio address today, President Bush reiterated the U.S. call for disarming Hezbollah, and he seemed to put pressure on its supporters in the Middle East.
Secretary Rice will make it clear that resolving the crisis demands confronting the terrorist group that launched the attacks and the nations that support it.
We check in now with our reporters on both sides of the border. First, NPR's Eric Westervelt is near the town of Kiryat Shemona in northern Israel. Eric, are these ground engagements the start of a major Israeli invasion of Lebanon? There were signs yesterday that this is what the Israelis were preparing for.
Israeli officials say it is not. They say that this kind of in-and-out incursion will be what we'll see in coming days as they try to disable Hezbollah militarily. Today, facing mortar and small arms fire, Israeli ground forces, backed by air power and tanks, pushed into Marun al Ras, a small town north of the Israeli border town of Avivim. Military officials call this town a staging area for Hezbollah attacks. It's been one of the deadliest areas for Israeli soldiers. 7 of the 19 Israeli soldiers killed so far fell in heavy fighting in and around this area. The military says it controls the town, Debbie, but that's not possible to independently confirm, and late this afternoon we could still see some fire coming from Hezbollah positions.
Eric, what about the rocket fire into Israel today? We understand several towns were hit.
There was heavy Hezbollah rocket fire today. A hill behind me is still on fire from a Katyusha rocket attack earlier in the day. Fields all around this area in the northern Galilee are blackened from recent fires from Hezbollah rockets. And the number of rockets, Debbie, shot back up today. Hezbollah fired more than 130 rockets into Israel. The army says it's a steep jump from Thursday's low of just 50 rockets. More than 20 people were wounded, at least 2 people seriously. So despite 11 days of heavy air and artillery pounding, Hezbollah is still capable of firing a significant number of rockets into Israel.
Let's turn now to NPR's Ivan Watson in the Lebanese city of Tyre. What have you seen there today of the Israeli action?
Well, there's been intermittent bombing of the hills around Tyre. Bombing was a little bit less than it has been for the last 2 days, where it was really day and night, you know, several times an hour, several times a minute at times. There was a fresh batch of Israeli leaflets dropped over the city, a cartoon showing the Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah hiding behind a shield with a Lebanese family tied to it.
Do you see any evidence, Ivan, that Hezbollah is operating out of Tyre?
That's the very strange thing, is I see virtually no sign of the guerrilla fighters that are fighting against the Israeli military on the ground. Eyewitnesses sometimes say they've heard rockets fired, outgoing rockets towards Israel from orchards around Tyre. But at no stage in the 3 days that I've been in southern Lebanon, admittedly that is confined pretty much to Tyre because of the danger of driving on roads that are repeatedly bombed, at no stage have I seen an armed Hezbollah fighter.
Ivan, what about the humanitarian situation there? More than 500,000 people have been displaced. More than 300 Lebanese have been killed in the attacks.
Debbie, I estimate about more than an eighth of the population has been displaced by this conflict. Two International Committee of the Red Cross trucks made it down to Tyre today, but the difficulties of getting out persist. There's a single way out of Tyre north because the other roads have been cut off. It's a makeshift dirt road, scores of cars backed up because where the road fords through a river, the river's waters had gone up. Strangely, as all this line of cars were trying to get out, packed with families waving white T-shirts out their windows in hopes of not being attacked, there was a line of cars coming in. I'm not sure why they were coming into town, either working as taxi drivers or perhaps smuggling anything in from gas to food to who knows what.
NPR's Ivan Watson in southern Lebanon and Eric Westervelt in northern Israel. Thanks to you both.
Goodbye, Debbie. Thank you.